Well, a beautiful looking weekend means folks are going to want to get outside as much as they possibly can. But there's a 5-mile section of the Willard Munger State Trail that's going to be closed for a construction project. And folks figure, I figure we better find out where that's going to be so people don't get any kind of a surprise. Marty Torgerson is the DNR Moose Lake Area Supervisor. He joins us this morning on the phone to tell us a little more about the construction project. Hey, Marty, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. So can you describe where the trail is going to be closed, from where to where?
I sure can. Starting here mid-April, it's dependent on road restrictions being lifted, so we're paying. We can't set a hard date on the exact day. However, from Bex Road all the way to Grand Avenue, that section of trail, once construction starts, will be closed down. And we will look for all opportunities possible to open up sections so people can utilize the trail as the project progresses. But as of right now, just due to public safety concerns, heavy equipment, trucks hauling, we are going to say that that entire section is closed down when this first starts. So,
well, that's really a cool idea to kind of, you know, evaluate the way things are going and say, well, yeah, it ought to be safe for people to do a little noodling around on this section. That's kind of a cool idea.
Well, I know the communities, you know, along the Munger Trail, and especially in the Duluth area, I've seen a lot of closures over the last number of years since the 2012 flood, and we've tried hard to open up sections of trail when there wasn't a public safety issue. So we'll continue to monitor that and update our website as those conditions change to allow for safe travels. But as of right now, when the construction starts, the whole section will be closed.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the construction itself. Part of it has to do with fixing an area that was damaged during the flood, but then there are some more improvements being made to the trail. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, yes. Obviously, the 2012 flood still requires some permanent repairs. Even though the trail was stabilized in 2012, a number of culverts needed to be replaced that became separated or just degraded over time. But on top of those culvert replacements, there are other areas where there are slough lines or areas where the trail is not wide. It's sort of a safety issue. And some of the new standards for trail standards are a 10-foot wide trail base and a 2-foot wide trail on our 2-foot wide shoulder on either side. So as we go through and do our final repairs for the final improvements, we'll also be improving that trail top so you don't have any dome shape or linear cracking down the trail. We will we'll widen out the actual bituminous or pavement to 10 feet and provide safer slopes on the shoulders.
So folks perhaps that are on wheelchairs or that, you know, might be bicycling along there, it's not going to be such a, I don't know, shock perhaps.
Well, the trail is definitely showing signs of wear, and part of widening that out just meets the new today's trail standard. So if you see a lot of families, whether it's a bike pulling a stroller or carriage type for infants or people riding side by side. But remember, this trail is also open in the winter, so you have snowmobiles, and just a little extra clearance makes for safer travels, no matter what sport, on the Munger Trail.
Now, I was curious about this because I noticed this, and it's not really as common up here. You know, the whole idea, we've had some conversations about increasing the trails that are for horses, and I'm curious about this. I'm wondering if you know the answer, because this trail accommodates multiple uses: bicycling, as you mentioned, walking, snowmobiling in season, and also horseback riding. Are there the same rules about horses that there are about dogs?
Well,
that you need to clean up after your animal?
Yeah. That might be a common issue with dogs, people walking their dogs. But the Munger Trail is not actually open to horses for the main part. There are sections of the Munger Trail off on the side near Jay Cook State Park where horses are allowed. But otherwise, they are not allowed on the Munger Trail.
Well, a paved trail and horses aren't always the very best combination anyway. But when I noticed that little mention about one of those segments, I was curious and I just had to throw that in there. Thanks for answering my questions, Marty. I appreciate it so much. And we'll get a link set up to the website and folks will be able to check back on the website. Everything's going to close at the beginning, of course. You're going to move in all the big equipment and start the work. But as progress is made and things are progressing and there are areas of the trail that are safe for people to enjoy for a little while, you'll have that all posted on the website. People can check there and maybe go noodling around on the Munger Trail a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. Please look for updates. And if you have further questions, feel free to call me. And I just want to remind people, I know this is inconvenient, and I know especially this weekend, it's still open this weekend, but there's the gravel sections that, this is going to be the final repair. And I'm so looking forward to it, and I hope the people who have not had an opportunity to utilize it the way they want to and over the last 5 years are going to be happy with the final product. So we really look forward to it.
You bet. So get out, do the best you can on the trail this weekend if it's one of your favorites, and then stay tuned to the website and here to KUMD for some updates about the trail as the repairs progress. And next year at this time, think about the fancy, swanky trail you'll have to enjoy. Marty, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Martin Torgerson is the DNR Moose Lake Area Supervisor, and the work is going to get started here shortly on some reconstruction and improvements to the Munger Trail. We'll get a link set up on our website so that you can check for updates. They'll be opening the trail in little sections throughout the summer as it's safe to do so, and we'll let you know where you can look to find that information.